Shmaitzah Shir Thursday night, or Lates Ir, the second Shmaitzah Shir of the season. Shmaitzah Zion, Derek Aleph, he's talking about the din that it made efforts, Namon, two!
Loud enough for you?
I thought I was very Labor-dick last night. And they therefore never to say Mace Bailo, which Mace Bailo of a woman, and that flies in the face of just about every cloud we've ever heard of. How could Chachamim do that? Toysus Shita is that this is a case of Chachamim being Oker Dover Min HaTorah. And it's, even though it's called the Kumba Asei, because they're attributing, they're giving an emonus to someone. I'm not even sure. It could be it's referring to the woman getting married.
Yeah.
You think that's what it's referring to? Not to the giving the emonus to an Eid Echad?
Yeah.
I think from Toysus is Mashma, the Akira's government of Torah is giving the emonus to the Eid Echad, because Toysus says it's a logical, it's not called Akira because it's very logical and it makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's almost compelling, etc.
But not Akira, it is. Rav just said both.
Toysus Lashon is ambiguous too. Loi Choshiv Oker Dovim and HaTorah. We said last night that I suggested, because you know, there's a Sugi in Yavamis.
But letting
her get married. Suggested that really.
Letting her get married is not Oker HaTorah?
No. Once they got over the hump of believing him, then she's getting married to the husband's dead. I suggested last night that really there should be no. There's no logical chilik between Kumba Asay and Sheva Al Taisa. And if Yesh Koyach Biat Chachamim HaKadolim and HaTorah B'Sheva Al Taisa, then we would say also Yesh Koyach Biat Chachamim HaKadolim and HaTorah B'Kumba Asay. The reason there's a Shita that ain't Koyach Biat Chachamim HaKadolim and HaTorah, it's sort of like, it's a little, it's too much in your face. Really, it's a difficult Inyan, because who said Yesh Koyach Biat Chachamim HaKadolim and HaTorah? If the Torah said it, which I assume is true, so then why isn't it like Asay Dochelos Asay, which no one would call Akira's Dovim and HaTorah? No one would say Yesh Koyach LaTorah Laka Dovim and HaTorah. Asay Dochelos is one of the rules. So I guess you have to look, you have to say it's Torah empowered, no question about it. I guess the old question, according to the Rambam especially, why is Drabonon only Drabonon? Why isn't every Drabonon the Oraisa? So the answer, there's a lot of answers. One of the answers is that it's like kibud av v'aim. In other words, if your father asks you for a glass of water, so there's a mitzvah in the oraisa to listen to your father. But listening to your father doesn't become, giving him a glass of water doesn't become a mitzvah. The Torah says, b'mechabed av v'aim. But it's not the oraisa to give him water, I think. So even according to the Rambam, it's the oraisa to listen to the chachamim. But if they say don't take a luluv, that doesn't become the oraisa. That's like giving your father a glass of water. I don't think giving your father a glass of water becomes imbued with a the oraisa dikka mitzvah sticker. I think the mitzvah of the oraisa is the kibud av v'aim.
Not even kind.
Giving him water. Yeah.
Okay.
Whenever you do a mitzvah, you're listening to Hashem and you're putting on tefillin. But they're both on a d'oraisa level. You're supposed to listen to Hashem. It's embedded in the Torah. Maybe you could say that's the Shvuah al Harsinai that they made. Kol Hashem Nasa Hashem Nasa V'Nishma Mushpo V'Yomid MeHarsinai, the Gemara in the Durham says. But it's to listen to Hashem. And there's a mitzvah to put on tefillin. The Achronim talk about whenever you're doing Aveira, you're doing two avos. You're disobeying Hashem, and you're eating the chazer. You're not putting on the tefillin. You're doing an Aveira. And you're not listening to Hashem. And the Achronim talks about it in terms of doing tshuva. You have to do tshuva for both aspects, not listening to Hashem. Okay, anyway.
Kabbalah's kiddusha. Right?
It's probably a kumba say, but it's clear. We said that Tysus is talking about the believing the Eid Echad. Anyway, where does Yesh Koach Biatzachom Lakadom and HaTorah come from? So I suspect, obviously it comes from the Torah, but it's still, like the Torah left it at the Madrega of the Rabbanon. The Torah did not elevate every Rabbanon into the Oraisa. I did, according to Rambam. Teretz says it did in the larger sense of listen to the Chachamim. But what they said is Rabbanon, so if it bumps up against take a lulav or blow a shofar, so then it would for sure lose out. So it said, they spoke about the Chachamim like a Dovim and a Teretz.
You say about that?
Yeah. Well, so I think that it's just that I think I'm suggesting that Kumbha say is just in your face. Like too chuspid. Therefore we say if it's logical and compelling, Tosis has to make some sense. Irrational. Tosis. If it's logical and compelling and very severe, then everybody's moida yesh koyach biatachom lakadom ben atara to Kumbha say. Now if the ain koach biatachom lakadom ben atara to Kumbha say was a chisaron in koach, and for some reason that needs more koach, and they don't have that koach, being severe, logical, and compelling, you're not going to help you have that koach. They were never given the koach to do. So I'm suggesting, Avada, they always have the koach, but to do it in Kumbasei is like in your face, and they don't. That's why they don't have the koach. But if you could maneuver that it's not in your face, just like you find in times, the Rishonim say, that if there's mamish a big tzorech shah and they found it and they find it appropriate and important and necessary, then they could be like a dovim and a tarbu kumbasei. What do you think? They really always could. Almost like they chose not to. The Navi is a very, very good question. The Navi is working on a different channel. He's not working on a tackle. He's telling you what Hashem wants at this point in time. He's not making up a din d'rabbanan. He's telling you, be Aliyah Navi said, Hashem wants me to be makir b'chutz now. Yeah, but that's a nevuah.
So
Chachamim are not talking nevuah. Right, then you say loy b'shamayim. The Chachamim are making a takana. Aliyah Navi didn't make a takana. What? That's what Machlokus we shown him, if it was a Rosh Ha, or if that's a regular rule that if a Navi says to violate a mitzvah at a one-time deal, he always is believed. He believed that that's Hashem's Ratzah.
A one-time deal. Because if he don't care what ever do, we kill him.
Right, except for Avodah Zarah. It can't even be a one-time deal. And any mitzvah, if he says this mitzvah became bata.
Avodah
Zorah,
not
sure
it's
done with you, right? No, yeah.
Avodah Zorah
is even if he...
Yeah. I would think it's like they're a
group. No, he says, as a one-time, one-shot deal, Hashem allows Avodah Zorah now.
Mm-hmm.
No, we know he's lying. Hashem will never allow one. Okay.
There's no concept that it's like not as bad to be mevatel a mitzvah as it is to actively commit an aver?
There is. That's what I'm tithing. That's not what's going on. Because if they didn't have the koach, then places makes no sense.
But that's what I'm saying. In other words, it's not as bad. It doesn't mean both are 100% okay or zero.
I'm talking about the koach.
I'm saying they have a koach.
No, I'm saying it's not okay to do. That's the whole point. To have a koach, everybody's molded to have a koach. It's ridiculous a little bit, I'm saying. Because the Lashon HaGemara is ein koach. We have chacham lakadovim and atar mukum vasei. So really, the statement is ein koach. That's a big kasha, what I'm saying. I don't know what to say. But why should they get the koach? Because it's logical and compelling and important.
Okay. Example,
right? Getting back to that, I have trouble with that. Gufa, is it really being called Oker if they said this guy's Nemon, we believe him, you can believe him, he's telling the truth? I don't know if I'm really Oker. Let me explain my point. The Torah didn't say, like, they said you need two Edim. One Edim is not Nemon, you need two Edim. Is it so terrible? Is it such an akira? Chachamim came along and said, we have a circumstance, a case, where because of Cheska's Daiko Mitzvah, and because of this, and because of that, guess what? You know, just like the Torah said it sometimes too. Not a good detail, but the it's a tushnel. The Torah says by a sota, if there's raglayim l'dover, the eidechot could say nitma. Right? And by egla rufa, the eidechot, you know, so. It's a, you know, belief, you know, if you bring rayas to something, the Torah can't cover, doesn't cover every base. The Torah gives you guidelines. So, is it like, I don't know. I don't know, okay, but that's clearly that's what's going on. That's what Rashi said. That's what Tosafot says. It's Akira's Davim and Atayra, and it's called Bukum Ba'asei, and you allow it even according to the Rav Yemer Ein Koach Biat Chacham like a Davim and Atayra Bukum Ba'asei, because it's Karov, Hamun, it makes sense and it's logical. Lo Choshiv Oker Davim and Atayra.
Isn't the Rav's Mahalik and Eid has always been there? It's not really Neman, per se. It's not Mahal Mahalik. Like, even Shnei Eid, I thought the Rav's Mahalik was...
Well, yeah, how would that affect us? So here I'm saying it is Neman. I guess maybe you're saying I'm Mushitasi. Maybe I don't know her so much as Akira's Dovid and Atayra. They said, the guy's Neman. Let's say Chazal would say, okay, let's say for the act of Bia to give someone Misa, the din would be, you have to see, give him a chobish for Ferris. You know what I mean? I don't have to elaborate. Yeah? Now, let's say Chazal came along and said, there's another Tana. I'm going to say the other Tana. But the other Tana says in the Raisa level. I said, let's say Chazal would come along and say, you know, if you saw them, Kederech Hamana Afim, you can assume that's what happened. I don't know what I'm saying. I mean, the Torah said, you can't assume. It is Akira. I don't know.
What's the famous case that Rav always tells us? If his aid is that he's like dead and then he walks in.
Bahura Baraglo.
Oh. So what's the din there? It's obvious, right?
You're specific what the din is.
No, it's pleasant.
It's not, yeah. Tyson's Havamina that it would betray a tray.
Right.
As Groucho Marx once said, who are you going to believe, me or your own eyes? Tyson has it sad, it's tray a tray. Yeah, but again, they have no special takana. They had a guy walked in. What are you going to do? And there is a question there. Rav Abba explained that to us. It's like, why don't you say that the din of believing to aid them forces us to say that this is not the guy? You're making a mistaken identification. He looks like the guy, but that's not him. Nowhere does it say by Bahar Baraglov you need Simonim. You need Simonim to establish a guy's dead. How do you know that's him? But that guy's dead. Oh, but that guy's dead. And there's a sugyas and yavamis, the nose, and three days went by that you can't. So those things are not called midrabbanon. I mean, it's not in the Torah anywhere. Rabbanon said, listen, this is how you recognize a guy, and you can assume it's him if you see his nose and his chin. Whatever. I never understood cowboy movies until I learned that Gemara. Because all they covered was his nose. Like, why didn't anybody recognize him?
Superman driving a
China.
No, glasses, you can't.
No, I have a terrorist Superman. Mavish became a different Mavish. He was meek, mild-mannered. I was at the Ginsburg's house on the Ufruf week. So the father asked the Shaila, how could it be that Haman's daughter didn't recognize her father's voice? He was saying, Kocha Yeyosela Ish. So the daughter, I don't know, he has like a daughter, a smart daughter, I think she gave the Emerson Terrace. I think a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, Sorrella, I don't know what her name is. Said, Haman was at that point very depressed, very sad, and he was subrochen. His voice came out sounding like a broken Jew. You know, he didn't sound like himself. He sounded differently because he was emotionally, like, depressed and broken. Moira Dicateris. Moira Dicateris. I stood up and applauded. I heard the Dicateris.
Ara Lachas Kohl. Like, someone did a bore.
Yeah.
Now, and it's going to be scarish my life.
So, I don't know if I'm right. I hear a chilek, but somehow I'm instinctively thinking that them saying in this circumstance you can believe it ain't echad is like them saying if you recognize a guy through his nose and his chin, you could say it's him. Teres is there, it doesn't say in the Torah you can't. Okay, that's the big question. The Torah said, I'll preach nine, maybe that will cover. So, and that means always. That means you never believe in Adam. So they have to come along and be Misakin. Okay, yeah, that's what you have to say.
So for Altanat.
Okay, Gnuksha. No.
Yeah, this whole thing is Altanat.
You're mixing it up with the next Torah.
Oh, okay.
You know, Tanaya, they said he believes. If the guy comes back, he's alive. That's not a time, my friend. That's like. The Bahor of Baratlev is even against two Aiden.
No, but then they're both Mamzers and...
That's a class.
Oh, that's
a class. That's part of the context. Is Mitochot. There's a lot of context. Chachamim said to believe the Eid Echad. Because of the Chazaka Ishadaiko Minsava. Why is she Daiko Minsava? Because Mitochomer Shechmarta Lea Besofa. He called Olam B'chilasa because then there's a Chazaka Daiko Minsava. Because she stands a lot to lose. You're hitting her in the pocketbook. You tell a woman you're able to like, turn off my say she doesn't care so much. But you hit her in the pocketbook and then she cares. The Gemara says, why set up such a system? Why create Daiko Minsava? Don't be Machmir and don't be Makim. The Gemara says, Mishumi Guna. We have to take care of, you know, people die and they don't always have witnesses. Okay, so that's Shitas Taisus. Mishitas Rashi, Bishabas, Akila Barabona, Mishabiguna. And it's such a chiddush Rashi, I can't get over it because normally the Gemara goes through the whole thing. In the three cases of the Gemara, where you say, Bittul Aget, one is Bittul Aget. And it doesn't work. But it really does work, except called the Makadish of Kidro Bona Kedushin in there. Bittul Aget, and Eight tonight beginning over there. So this I'm giving on an olive, and if you have a kaddish, a woman, if you have your own bal karcha, normally you would say to you the zovin zvine, but you say no, call the kaddish. Agabonim for Rashi to come up and it works. I mean, you can say Rashi had no other reitzel. You bothered by Tosis Kasha. Have the Chachamim come along and say that the Erechad's Nema. So Rashi says a tremendous Kiddush. That what kicks in is called the Mekadosh. And really, like she was never married.
That they can do. That's the base in heaven.
Well, that's the Sugya in three places in Shas. Called the Mekadosh. The Dr. Abba Mekadosh. I tina the kodesh b'kaspa u'mishdar b'biyah ma'ikah l'meimar shavir abonu l'bilos u'bilos nos. Much ink has been spilled to explain those five lines of Gemara. Because on one hand they seem to be simply saying kol d'makadosh adai d'abonu makadosh. That's why they say kodesh moshe b'yisrael. On the other hand, the Gemara looks for the mechanics and doesn't let it be sufficient to say kol d'makadosh adai d'abonu makadosh. They made the money hefker. And Rashi and Tzubis Hamashal insist that Ali Gegetchech Shiru Chachon. So you could say everything now is just a spiel, and really she was never married. But Rashi and Tzubis, for example, insist stuff. The get works. The get, that's with your eyes on caution. Why does the get work? I Rabbanan can't say it should work if they're right to go to work. Because they don't mafkir the kiddush. But when I said, you have to somehow. But Rashi keeps saying over and over again the phrase, Ali get she tikkul chachamim. Ali they get she chiru chachamim. Ali they get, Ali they get, Ali they get. It's like really, again, we're not doing that sugya now. It's a sugya to really go into. What's the coming the mechanics? First of all, is it called the Mekadesh or is it Hefka based in? And what does it mean? Shavu Rabbanu Bilas Bilas Nus. Like, how do they do that? Go like that, Bilas Nus. And how does it work? Very difficult. Okay. Back upon it, it's very big kiddush for Rashi to pop up on his own and say that that's the dynamic here. That's what's going on. Whenever an Eid Echad says, and Chachamim says, believe the Eid Echad, so how can they say, believe the Eid Echad? There it is. They did some sleight of hand there, and they appear the Kedusha. Afkinu Rabbanu Kedusha min Hayayin Shom. So here comes the question. If they were mafkir kedushin when the Eid Echad comes to such place of Baila, and now she gets remarried, what happens if the Baal pops up later? So the Chorosh, it should not be a problem that they were mafkir kedushin. They were mafkir kedushin when the Eid Echad came and he died. And they were mafkir with a bachelet, and she went and got married again. So like, why, Taka, do we care if the husband comes back?
If it was Eidim. Yes, in Bow Adam, just two Adam come that we also.
Yeah, okay, what's the difference? Two Adam came.
That's like if the guy comes himself, it's like.
Same thing. Okay?
Okay.
Two Adam came and said he's alive. A blood mamzer, I have his carbon, a kabur mishas begri sharaba. Lay say lamas nisin, tani beimed rishai and shah. Below Amrina, we don't say hakvaku rabbon, the kadushim in a, they did it already. Bought us, so let's talk about shot. Mishum, the lower crew, over Elamishum, the Roh Chachonim, the Haman Leitchum, and Mace. Again, the Tsinor, the channel. Like I told you by Rashi and Gittin, it's on Gimel, says, they get you, Chiru Chachonim. So here also, they gave the Eid Echad them on us. The channel, that's the channel. That's what I think of it. Now, what right do they have? What do you mean they gave them their monos? The parents says they gave them their monos because with the power they're in the Kedusha. But like the channel has to be they gave them their monos. If it turns out now he's not that one, he's a liar, then they were never in the Kedusha. They were in the Kedusha as a way of, maybe the best word is as empowering him to say that the Kedusha, that the Baal died. That's how they empowered him.
They are all. And the Amoris comes from their Oker to Kedusha.
Yeah, that is the operative sentence.
They're Oker to Kedusha because they believe it.
So the Shmaitz is trying to explain what happened if it turns. So why is there a problem if it turns out they're liars?
Only Oker to Kedusha is denied.
Oh,
that's what he says. But
that he's struggling, that he's telling the truth. Excuse me, if he would be dead, they don't have to be Oker to Kedusha.
No. They believe the Eid Echad, that the Baal is dead. So if he's dead, they're Oker to Kedusha.
No. Can't say that.
They can't give him. They can't.
They decided to be miming him. And how could
but
they
the
be
not
right?
Right.
So the answer is
so he needs to get. So he needs to.
Oh.
Or he needs to get. Or he's like or Oker Kedusha.
Right. That's Oker Kedusha.
The Torah doesn't believe him that he's dead.
Right.
The rabbis do believe he's dead.
Yeah. Now, how do they have the koach to believe him? So Rashi's explaining their koach is because as they believe him, they're being Oker Kedusha. That's the koach with which they are allowed to believe him. With the Rekin and Kedusha, but only to the extent that he's believed, says Tosfos. And that's a double question, only if he's believed. On the side, he's not believed. On the side, if he's a liar, right? So then they were never okay to Kedusha. It's not simple. It's not simple. Again, but this is not really what the Shmaitz is about. The first paragraph of Akira's Dovim and Atayra is a tremendously difficult sugya, and the second paragraph about Kodim and Kodim and Kodim and Kodim is difficult, you know. Below Arminin HaKlakur Rabban HaKadush Shemaim Shom Lo Yavru Elim Shom Tiro Chachomim Lahamin La'eit Shomer Meis Avol Kolshin Is Bar Bavadai Shesheker Hayin Ho'eit B'chai Ho'yo Lo the brought the kedusha and elok sheyiyah adover omeid kemo sheyiyah badoas ho'eid. That what?
Kemo
sheyiyah. Badoas ho'eid. Avuk sheyizbar adover lo grew the kedusha. Lovely avlad mamzer b'chayevus b'karban. And as you pointed out, Yisbar Adover doesn't have to mean Bahurug Varandla. Yisbar Adover can mean two Eidim also, who override Eids Nemonis. Uveshitos HaRambam Nechlechu HaPoskim. If the Rambam is ambiguous, now I will use my red covered Shmaitzer. Perigud Gimel Halacha Chof Tes. The better beater, I want my money back. Perek Yud Gimel. Okay, Halacha Chof Tes. Alicha Beinecha. The Rambam says, don't be troubled. Look, you have such a, like, you are troubled. The Rambam says, Alicha Beinecha. Don't have that face on you. Smile, as the Rambam says. Shehetiru chachomim ho'erva hachamura ve'edus isha o'ebed. Really, it gets much worse than an isha being a menace. An eved's nemon, a shivcha's nemon, a goy's nemon, a siach lefitumo, o akum siach lefitumo, ve'ed mi pi'ed, mi pi'aksad. You can say, I read his obituary column 2 years ago. I read the London Times, he was in the obituary. Below Dvisha Bachakira, Kamosha Biarnu. Shalom Ikpita HaTorah. I think the Rambam sounds like me. I probably got it from the Rambam. Shalom Ikpita Torah Al Adosh Ne'edim, Musham Mishpah Ne'edis. When do you need the rules of the Torah? Is when you don't know. When Shaidu Shehar Gazel, Hilda Zeb. Oh no, the Rambam was going to say something else. I'm sorry, man. Avildavar, that really is eminently find outable without Eidus, and there's no. So then the Torah is going to lighten up on the rules. Because, and he gives an example, he says, if the Eidechot says Meis the Baal, this is the Rambam. It's very unlikely he's lying, because the guy could come back. He'll look like a fool there. He'll look like a lion. Mm-hmm. Like Milsa Davida the Gluyer, almost. Like a Shabbi Inchi. Lefiko Heidu Hekilu Chachomim Bedover Zeh, Veminu Bo Eid Mi Pied, Mi Pishichom and Aksav, Kadei Shaloki Sha'arna Menos Yisrael Agunas. So you see the ambiguity here. I would recommend really get around. Everybody should see this inside. Nosha. Something Nosha.
What happened to the Rambam best out Hikuba Chila Vechmirso? Mam switched it up.
Yes. We had to do this. Rambam starts off talking very derisive that the Torah only requires to aid them if it's not going to be found out, only through Eidus. So if it's only going to be found out through Eidus, you need to aid them. But here, the guy can show up at your doorstep tomorrow, or his dead body can wash up on the shore. So therefore, the Torah is not so makbid on to aid them. It's really very, very. I want everybody to see it. Note the ambiguity. Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Halacha Chaf Tes. Very, very ambiguous. You got to think, what was the Rambam thinking when he wrote this? He just wanted to confuse everybody. The Rambam knew what he was writing. Didn't he realize how ambiguous it is? First of all, he starts off talking as if it's in the horizon. Then he veers off at the end and he says, this is a case of this is a case of Hekilu Chachamim. Kadeshi like Yisho'aima, but also Yisho'al Angunos. That's not the Arisa level talk.
Some say it is. Let me say, in the Rambam.
We're learning the Rambam for the first time.
Yeah.
It's very ambiguous. The ratio is mashma clear cut the oraisa.
This sounds to me like it falls into the same category of every halacha when we say pshas hatzchak, you can whatever. I never really understand what that is.
Oh, you want to do
right.
I
don't know.
Does that ever exist on the Biraisha level? You can have it, but you have it on the Biraisha level. The Torah wants you to be Zoyrik, the Dam, let's say, on all four corners of a Chavis. But the Evid, if you only do two corners,
right.
It's a good problem. That's not a problem. That's the preferred way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Minimally acceptable way.
Shazat Chag is really a function of Halacha. We pass here not like a ship. Books. Shazat Chag, it can be Soy Mechanoshim. I don't know.
I never really know what that means.
What
if the Shazat Chag is in Soy Mechanoshim, that means I can always be Soy Mechanoshim.
No.
We just want to be extra careful.
We know that the secrets of sin. You can't go willy-nilly and do what the sin says. Because of the Sorah, the Chachamacha, Chassidus HaTalmud, the Vashi Ravina, maybe the Rif, maybe the Rambam. But the Chassidus HaBaya in the Gemara, that women should bring children. That's so. We don't pass the Gemara. We know the secrets of sin that books is good. But again, you don't pass them like that. I don't think it's at all. Because it's always there, the sheep is always there.
It works very nicely in like a halachic, in a halachic world when you're just looking at halachas smart, like a legal system. But when you take a step back in a Chovos HaLevavos world, or if you're asking like, what's Ritzon Hashem, then what's Ritzon Hashem? So that's what it is. Just like you said, like we don't hold like Rav Shimon. We don't hold like Rav Shimon. That's it. You have machlokas. We have our Mesorah, and we have the way we hold and the way everyone passes, and that should be it. I don't know.
You're right. Could be it's only seven. Maybe I didn't say. You told me said. This is our lock of Suka clearly. I don't think we call now off here. It is a clear psak halacha. It's not like you have steered the commission.